The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, competition, Tom Jones, live at the Marquee in Cork, 19th of June. I'm going to read out the second extract, part of a lyric now. Well, actually two lines. Spy on me, baby, use satellite, infrared to see me move through the night. So that is number two, and more to come, so to speak. So hang in there and we will give you the numbers towards the end. Now, you know, we did a certain amount of coverage here on electricity and gas and prices and changing and all that, and one big switch, and now there's Energia, and then there's Electric Ireland, and I wouldn't blame a single person in the country if they were a little bit confused about what might be the best thing for them to do. So, going to talk to David Kerr now of bonkers.ie. And just remind people what Bonkers does first. First of all, David, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Marion. Good afternoon. Good to see you again. Yeah. Bonkers.ie, it's a consumer website. We help people save money on a whole range of household bills. So it's gas and electricity, where we do all the hard sums and figure out what might be better for you.
Yeah.
And it's also broadband, phone, TV, and a lot in money. So credit cards, personal loans, savings accounts. We help you figure out, if you've got a little bit of money to save, where you could put it and earn the most interest.
And it's all free.
And it's all free for consumers, exactly.
It's all
right.
Free
yeah,
for consumers. Yeah. You do your deal with the...
We do our deal with the energy suppliers and all the other suppliers. And you know, we're impartial, so they all pay us. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And there is a lot of noise going on now at the moment, and you're listening to comparisons and figures and numbers and €80 and €240, €231... just goes completely over people's heads. Yeah. How do they find out what's the best thing for them to do?
Well, they have one of two things they can do. Either they get all the lists of all the different tariffs from all the different suppliers, and they get a big piece of paper or an Excel spreadsheet or something, and they do all the sums themselves. Or else they can go to a website like our own and we do all the hard sums for them.
And what information would they need to have to hand to go into your website?
You need to know, first of all, who you're currently supplied by. And if you are on a discount or not, most people, in fact, aren't on a discount because they expire.
Will that show on the bill?
That'll show, it'll say something like standard or something like that on your bill. And they need to know roughly either how much they consume in units, kilowatt hours, or how much they spend.
No, I wouldn't think people know how much
they consume. Yeah, and so we say, if you know how much you consume, great, you're in the minority. Otherwise, if you know how much you spend, we can work out how much you consume.
Yeah.
Or else we can say, well, if you want to be an average customer, then we'll treat you as an average customer. And that's specified by the energy regulator.
So before they go in on your thing, they would need a bill, two bills, three bills.
Get their electricity bill, get their gas bill if they have gas, and one bill should be enough to identify what the tariff name is, who their supplier is, and then they can make their best estimate on how much they spend a year. Or if they want to be treated as an average customer, that's fine as well in most cases.
Is it a good time for the consumer in this sense? Because I saw in the paper today that Flowgas is going up.
Flowgas is going up, but that isn't a surprise. And the reason it's not a surprise is because Bord Gáis, which is the regulated gas price, is also going up. And that's going up on the 14th of April by an average of 1.47%.
I thought this was to be a happy item.
Well, it is a happy item. Right. And the reason it's happy is because what's going up is the standard price. What are people signing up to if they do their homework? A discount price. And it's the discount that's important. And that can range as high as 17%. Off the standard price. And of course, the big question is, what does standard mean?
Yeah.
Every company has their own standard. And with one exception, which is Bord Gáis, which is still the regulated price, that's about to change as well, because it's expected that the energy regulator will deregulate Bord Gáis Energy's gas price in and around June time. So come the summer,
there should be the benefit of competition, because we haven't seen an awful lot of benefit from so-called competition.
Well, we have a lot of competition and we do have good rates and we do have strong discounts. And don't forget as well, the consumer has to avail of the discounts. You have to opt into the discounts. You don't just get them. And you opt into different ways of paying your bill. So if you want to pay by direct debit, generally you get a higher discount. If you want to manage your account using the internet rather than get a bill through the post, generally there's a discount for that as well. And there's a further discount now, which is a thing that's sometimes called budget plan, sometimes called level pay. And that's, rather than getting a bill every 2 months, you get a bill once a month and you pay the same amount every single month. So that means in the summertime when your consumption dips down lower, you're paying a little bit more than you consume, but in the winter time when your consumption really peaks, you're still paying the same amount, so it levels out the amount you pay
that
over the course of a year.
That could help a lot of people who are trying to do their sums
exactly.
on survival.
It helps hugely with cash flow, because it's not every 2 months. Who wants to get a bill for €600 and out of the blue? You know, nobody.
Yeah.
But also it's the same amount every month. So it's every month and it's the same amount. Now, the one little gotcha is that the energy company realises that they're estimating your consumption for a year. So they take what you consumed last year.
Yeah.
They add an amount to that.
Yeah.
It's called a tolerance. It can range as high as 20%. And then they'll divide that amount by 12.
Right.
So if you have 5,300 units of electricity last year, they'll say, OK, you probably use 6,000 units this year. They divide that by 12 and they'll bill you 500 units a month.
And then if I don't?
And then if you don't, at the end of the year, there's a catch up. So you'll either get some money back or you might owe some money forward.
Right.
Yeah. But also they'll keep an eye on you through the year to make sure that there's not a massive spike.
Now, we will have listeners listening and they'll say, God, you know, I should do that. And then they'll say, like, I meant to do that the last time and I didn't do it. I presume our biggest problem still is passivity.
Yeah, it's called inertia sometimes as well.
Inertia,
and it's when people just think, oh, I know I should do something, but there's a little something stopping them. And the answer that I always try and get people to visualise is, let's say they go onto bonkers.ie and we say, based on what you've told us, you can save €300 a year. That's not terrifically sexy. But what's a bit better is saying, this will buy you a weekend break to Amsterdam.
Right, yes, yeah.
You know, so you have to think, you know, maybe it's a handbag or maybe it's a short break or maybe it's paying another bill.
Yeah.
But it's better off in your pocket than in the energy company's
pocket. It most certainly is. And hopefully people will, because going through the figures, there are savings to be made at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. So the standard price is the most expensive that people can pay.
Right.
Most people, in fact, are on standard rates because even if they signed up a year they're out of discount. So they need to check at least once a year that they're going to be paying the best rates. But the good news is that now we have Energia in the market, for example. We have Bord Gáis, we have Electric Garland, we have SSE Electricity, and they're all offering phenomenal discounts for new customer signups and also for existing customers who opt in again to further discounts.
Yeah.
But we have to
And there's no hassle after that, is there?
There's no hassle. So
like, you don't have a fella coming at 11:30 on a Saturday who shows up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nobody calls to your house. This is a very important point to make. The only difference is that you get a different bill from a different supplier, perhaps. Nobody calls to your home. Nobody changes the meter. There's no interruption in your supply, either for gas or for electricity. You just pay somebody else, hopefully a little bit less.
Right. OK, well, I hope people take it up. I really, really do hope people take it up. Because we're pretty good at whinging about the expense of it. But as you say, inertia.
About 30,000 people a month take it up.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of us don't.
Yeah. Do you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you? Like, do you do, you know what they say, do as I say, not
eat
as I do.
Eat your own dog food, No, I do all of that stuff all the time. It drives my wife crazy.
Right. Okay, well, isn't she a lucky woman to have you to do it rather than
I'm the lucky one, Mary.
Okay, right. We'll leave it there, so, for the moment. And thank you very much indeed for that. And that's David Kerr. It's bonkers.ie. Now, back to Tom Jones. No, actually, first of all, because I'll forget about this, but I thought it was an interesting one that came in halfway through the programme. There was a huge amount of reaction to Caoimhe and rental, and needless to say, a huge amount of reaction to the GAA. But this one is anonymous, and it's not actually. Patrick is down at the bottom of it. Time to move on, folks. When radios first came out, not everyone could afford them, so people gathered in their neighbours to listen. When TV arrived, not everyone could afford it, so people gathered at their neighbours. When colour TV arrived, not everyone could afford it, so people gathered at their neighbours. When Sky pay-per-view arrived, not everyone can afford it, so gather at your neighbours. We should be proud that great Irish sports will now be open to a global audience. It's the 21st century. Stop living in the past, says Patrick. And we got loads of that kind of stuff. Well, no, not all on that side. I think the majority of it was still opposed to the deal. But anyway, moving on.